Let's get to Love Him or List Him. We got a lot to cover. Okay. booty call. booty call talk. Other people texted, Dave, don't worry. I also did not have a booty call, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, don't.
But Jamie does.
Yes, she does.
Okay, tell us your story and why you need some advice today. What's up, Jamie?
I feel like normally weird stuff happens to me around the full moon, but not in this case. I guess for some reason, my booty call has decided he's in love with me.
Oh, boy. Yeah, remember the days when you used to have booty calls, Des?
I just even like the sound of that. My booty call.
Your booty call is in love with you. What? How did this happen?
I don't know, because I thought he was kidding at first, but he's like dead serious. Like, he wants to be exclusive with me.
Oh, his booty calling days are done.
He only wants to call one booty.
His, and that's you.
Like, we did do this once before, but it was like almost 10 years ago when we like actually dated. And he was like super immature, and I don't know, I guess he's just like a typical guy, and I ended up dumping him. But we had a lot of great chemistry. Like, the other stuff was very good, so I didn't want to totally say goodbye to that. I mean, you guys know like how you can be like super compatible in like some areas, but like not others, right?
Yeah, that's called BC, the booty compatibility.
You should have seen them hand movements he did with
what?
That.
The booty compatibility.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess he's like, my grandma used to say, he's like the cream in my coffee and the salt in my stew when it comes to getting busy for me. But it kind of like just stops there.
Oh, sad. So you're only good in the bedroom and that's it.
Yeah, well, at least as far as like we work together. And so like we decided to be a booty call if we were both ever single. And honestly, it's been very handy to like have that as a resource. And for like a while, we were keeping each other company for, I think it was like 4 months before I ended up moving on and was ready to, you know, start looking for something real. But like after all this time, he's decided we need to like give love another chance.
Well, has he changed at all or is he the same person?
He claims to have grown up a bunch and he's like ready to take this seriously. But like I know for a fact that he was dating other girls when he was with me. And I was very single and lacking in morals, and I didn't kick him to the curb, and I let him cheat with me.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. But, like, who gets serious at their booty call? He keeps arguing that he said I'm the longest relationship he's ever had, and this is, like, 10 years ago. And I guess it's true. Oh, you know what? Now I'm thinking, I realize he's talking about our booty call relationship.
Yes.
I think, yeah, oh my gosh, because he said we've gone through so much together, and I guess it's true, like my dad died and he was there for me, and he even offered to go to the funeral, but like who brings their fling to a funeral?
Yeah, no.
Can't really introduce somebody to your booty call. Yeah, no, this is just my side piece.
Yeah.
I had to be there for him too. Like he had a health scare a while back and he put me down as his emergency contact. And so I ended up getting called to the hospital. It was kind of sweet.
This sounds a little bit more than your typical booty call.
We've just known each other for so long at this point that it's like hard not to know a lot about each other. He really has grown up a lot, but I don't know. There's just something in me that says dating him would be going backward.
Well, it would be. It'd be going back about 10 years.
But maybe there's a reason for that.
I don't know. He said what we've got is like 50% there and we just need to do the work on the other half and then we're like set. But after witnessing what he's done to like other women, like who's to say he won't find a new side piece and then do it to me?
That is true. He has a history of that.
And nobody wants to start at 50%. Like whose selling point is we're 50%? Am I right?
Right, like shouldn't it at least be like 90? I don't know. I like respect where he's coming from, but I kind of think he's just being nostalgic for the good times and he's like counting on me because I've just been there and I feel like we should be focusing on moving on. Or maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason that he's never left your life. He's just kind of always been there. Maybe you needed to fast forward and both of you needed to be older and more mature to be in a real relationship. Or maybe he's still a dirtbag.
Feels like the Notebook where he yells, I wish I could quit you.
Yeah. That's Brokeback Mountain.
Dang it. Different movie. Different movie. Same premise. I wish I could quit you.
No. Very different scenario.
Oh, God. That's
Do you
funny.
Guys go camping a lot?
Wow. With other guys.
You cross one movie up, it really changes the dynamic.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he's having a gay fling on the side.
Oh,
He sounds very adventurous. I don't know. Oh, who knows?
Poor boy. Jamie's like, okay, I called for one thing. What are you guys doing?
This is why we don't let Crisco give advice. So let's move on to listeners' advice. What would you do? Would you love this guy and give him a second shot? Or do you just list this and say, no? Some of the texts we're getting on Love Him or List Him. Love, try it out. And if it fails again, you can cut it completely. I mean, you could do that. Let's see. Cheating on a booty call. How does that even happen? It's a booty call. Again, that's true.
Yeah, but some rules can be attached, and that was, no, you're not doing it with anybody else.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to Stacy in Woodbury. What do you think on Love Him or List Him?
Okay, it's been 10 years. It's no longer a fling. You're in a relationship pretty much with him, whether you like it or not, whether you want to call it that or not. Define it however you want. You're pretty much in a relationship. And if you do decide to name it the relationship, why not just give it a shot? You've already dated him before. You've grown up. You've had a lot of time together. Give it a shot.
All right.
Okay. So you're team booty call.
Well, you know what? If it works, it works.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's something about that where there's compatibility, at least in one area. There are a lot of people who are together and just don't have compatibility at all.
That's true. And they make it work. So
at least, you know, they could figure out a way. And he has matured, and we get it. Guys mature slowly. So after 10 years, maybe he's finally grown up enough to where he can be really good in that department, but also be a good partner, too.
And what a fun, funny story to tell of how you got together. Well, married the booty call.
Yep.
You can only tell certain people that, though. It's not going to be
not grandma.
Not gonna be the kids.
Charlotte, you're in Minneapolis. What do you say?
I say you love it and you definitely give it a chance. I got back with an ex after we were in a wedding, hadn't talked in 4 years. He came back with 2 kids and we've been together for 3 and I'm happier than I've ever been. We're working on saving for a house. So I say leap of faith and go for it.
That is really sweet. I mean,
you can
sometimes
leave at any point.
Yeah, you're right. You can.
Wow. Okay. Love comes in many different shapes and sizes, huh?
Oh man.
She doesn't sound remotely interested in him. List the whole thing for his sake. He needs to move on.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't sound like there's anything there but the booty call.
Or is she looking for permission to be with the booty call?
There is that.
You know, you could feel weird, like as a woman, like, oh gosh, I've been doing this. I don't really tell a lot of people. And now he wants to be together.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. It's like your own little romance novel.
Oh, I do love, love. And it starts in weird ways.
That's a weird romance novel.
It is a weird romance novel. Yeah, I don't even know what you'd call it.
Do you take your booty call to be your forever lover husband? Someone said, I ended up marrying my booty call and life is great. Okay, so it's been done.
Wow.
Just came up with a book title, Booty Call Me Maybe. You can just do it right there.
Booty Call Me Maybe. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so it's more love. I'm surprised more people are saying this is a good thing.
Yeah, I guess go with
it. Let's do it.